The Israel Report with Rolene Marx.
Good afternoon, Rolene Marx. How are you?
Oi, am I worried because I get in on the wrong end of the conversation when I cross through. I'm scared to know what kind of hour I missed on Chai FM.
I'm saying nothing. Nothing. She's out of control today. Pretty much like the news in Israel, Rolene.
Okay, can we start with the Palestinian story, please? Really?
Okay, shall we go straight to the Palestinian story?
Did Kushner really say that the Palestinians cannot govern themselves?
Actually, what he did say was the hope is that over time they can become capable of governing. But what he did say in an interview with a U.S. publication called Axiom, and this was just before the big balagan and soap opera that is Israeli politics, is that he believes that hopefully in time they will be capable of governing themselves, but it's not yet the case. He says that, first of all, just rejecting the deal of the century that his father-in-law is calling it, but the Trump peace plan, and accusing them or accusing the U.S. of bias is not doing them any favors, but also that there doesn't seem to be any institutions or any kind of instrumentation in place that will allow for good governance. And in order for the Palestinians to become a sovereign state, a sovereign people, they need these processes in place. He said that the people that really, really lose in the long term will be the Palestinian people themselves. He says they don't have a proper government structure, proper security, and when people are living in fear of terror, he says that hurts Palestinians. And by terror, I think he was actually referring to the situations for people in Gaza under the Hamas regime and to a point the Palestinian Authority. He wasn't referring to anything related to Israel. This was purely focused on the lack of leadership, the lack of good governance, and the propensity for the Palestinian leadership to kind of shoot themselves in the foot and reject any movement towards peace before even knowing the intricate or intimate details of the proposed peace plan.
Okay, so again, nobody got the memo of what the details are, but everybody's saying that it can't work and it's not going to work, and it's exhausting. It's exhausting.
It is exhausting. You know, this better be one major plan because it better not be like the ending of Game of Thrones.
Excepting you've had Pompeo weighing
in.
Rolene, you'd have Pompeo weighing in today. I mean, even he's now sort of talking it down.
Well, what he said is he's not sure if it's actually executable or enforceable. But, you know, we're all dying. We're all hellishing here. We all want to know what is not actually executionable. You know, later this month, there will be the summit or the confab in Bahrain, which is a very positive move. We know that it will be largely dealing with uplifting or improving the economic situation for the Palestinians. The intricate details we don't know, but the fact that it's possibly involving the Arab League and Arab states is possibly a positive move. But we want to know, this keeping us in anticipation. I mean, I kind of, with a little bit more of a cynical heart, look at it and think, well, is there an actual peace plan in process or is this just stalling?
Interesting take on it. Tell me something else about the Syrian developments over the last 24 hours. There have been incredibly contradictory stories coming out of the Middle East. What is actually going on?
Well, in true Israeli fashion, we are remaining mum on the situation. But according to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights that monitors what's going on in the Middle East, according to Syrians, they say that an alleged Israeli air raid in the country killed at least 5 soldiers and damaged buildings and equipment. Now, this comes hours after a Boeing 747, which belongs to the or an Iranian airline, which is often used by the Revolutionary Guards to smuggle weapons to Tehran, landed in the airbase that was struck. So that's like no coincidence. But what is happening is that Israel is remaining very, very, very quiet. And this comes, or this nighttime raid comes a day after 10 people, including 3 Syrian soldiers and 7 foreign nationals, were allegedly killed in another possible Israeli attack on Syrian military positions. So while the Israeli Air Force, the Israeli army are certainly staying mum and not copping to anything, it looks like the situation in the north is certainly heating up. And this comes in response to a rocket being launched from Syrian territory into Israel, targeting, in fact, the Mount Hermon ski resort. But I don't know how much skiing is happening at the moment. The temperatures are sweltering, but this is certainly Israel exercising our sovereign right to protect our territory.
Rolene, up until this point, those attacks on Israeli Golan these days, the Syrians said they were mistaken, they weren't done on purpose. This seems to be different. Is this a change in the rules of the game now?
We don't believe the excuse that, you know, this happened by mistakenly on purpose. You know, from Israel's perspective, we've seen the footprint and the push that Iran are trying to gain closer to our territory. And under no circumstances are we going to take any rocket being fired by mistakenly on purpose from Syria, you know, into Israeli territory being seen as a mistake. We know exactly what we are dealing with there. We don't take any warmongering or saber-rattling words from Iran with a pinch of salt. They've stated their intentions time and time again. Perhaps this is Syria knowing that they could be outmaneuvered and that the situation could really, really flare up. But again, from Israel's perspective, A, defending our sovereign territory, and B, engaging in extremely, extremely pinpoint targeted airstrikes, if indeed it was us.
Rolene, moving over to the Israeli election story, Trump came out with a marvelous comment today. Israeli politics is messed up and the country needs to get its act together. Your response, please.
That is the second pro-Trump thing that Simon Anstey has said on this show.
Well, I've said two pro-Trump things ever in my life, and this was the second
and
one.
And they were within an hour of each other. Okay, hashtag, I'm just saying, I'm just doing a reality check here. Okay, good. Now we can go, Rolene.
Okay, so I don't know if this is becoming the biggest soap opera of the year or really a hot mess, which is what I said to you guys off air, but the games have begun, and President Trump wouldn't be Trump without his giving his opinion. So basically, he has stated that he's not happy with Netanyahu's inability to form a government or form a coalition and to move to new elections. How this affects his deal of the century, we don't know, because we don't know the details, as we've just said, but he says that Israeli politics are messed up and the country needs to act to get their act together. Well, them's fighting words. And this comes off the back of yesterday, Prime Minister Netanyahu firing both Justice Minister Ayelet Shaked and Education Minister Naftali Bennett, who both coincidentally are numbers 1 and 2 on the Hayemini HaChadash, the new right list. Naftali Bennett today saying that he's going to push forward for this election by acting a lot more wisely. Those are his words, not mine. And then, of course, because it wouldn't be an election without rumor mongering, but rumor has it that Sarah Netanyahu was less than impressed with the fact that Likud ministers were wooing Ayelet Shaked to possibly run on the Likud ticket, and she does not want that, and apparently she advised that Ayelet Shaked be fired, which is why many Israelis say Sarah Netanyahu is the prime minister, hashtag just saying. And we have the Kahol V'Lavan coming out the gate saying, right, we've come to play, and should we win, we're not going to change on our revolving premiership. So here it goes, guys, get the polls ready, get the bets out. Let's see how we proceed with this.
Very interesting. And that is where we leave it today, Rolene Marks. Thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you tomorrow with more good news.